MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Pierre Fourie, a partner of financial services at KPMG SA. Pierre, appreciate the early morning time. The H1 24 edition of the KPMG's Pulse of FinTech survey out recently and showing that global fintech investment down to about 51.9 billion in the first half, falling. But I suspect there's some good reasons for that, and a large part of it probably cost of capital more than anything else, perhaps.
Good morning, Simon, and that's quite correct. And there are a couple of things, particularly the high interest rates, and then also globally, with one third of the world having elections, fintech remain very, very cautious investing. However, what we do see is that people do invest in developing new solutions in the fintech industry.
Mm-hmm. And certainly, I mean, you made that point. I mean, payments remains the largest portion of fintech. And I mean, payments has been a hot space for a while now and probably continues on to, but it remains big. And then the next was RegTech. And I had to check up RegTech, regulatory technology, which I suppose is just behind, smaller in terms of numbers, about a quarter the size. But again, picking up nicely. And there's still activity happening. It's not as if everything's disappeared.
No, not at all. And if we look at the South African scenario, RegTech, particularly when we come to anti-money laundering solutions and the fines that the regulators are issuing, it needs to invest to develop new solutions and practically automate solutioning, supporting the payments industry, but also supporting some of our newer solutions like AI and providing support for crypto investments. And that's where most of the investments is currently happening.
I was going to say, the CBDC, central bank digital currencies and the like. I mean, RegTech is almost in the, you know, I mean, the payments are certainly big, and of course that's going to continue to be big. RegTech has that wind at its back, where it is, you know, as it says in the name, it's the regulatory environment, and we're going to see a continued pickup in regulations and I suppose closing of loopholes and the like. It is a space, it might have had a tougher period, but it's going to be big going forward. It's not disappearing anywhere anytime soon.
Not at all. And particularly in Europe, we see more regulation on cybersecurity as well, bringing in new angles to regulation rather than just the traditional anti-money laundering and your typical prudential regulations. But where global regulators are now going is how to support the payment industry. And what's interesting last week with our deputy governor also starting to make noises around new entrants into the banking sector and lowering the entry levels with new levels of banking licenses to accommodate new payments providers.
Yeah, I do remember that. And he was talking around almost a sort of a tiering in our banking space. You mentioned AI there. I mean, certainly AI continues to perhaps be the hottest sort of space that we're seeing in tech generally and in fintech. A lot going into it. Still very early days, but still very exciting days in that space.
It's very early days. And everybody is trying to find the problem to have AI as being the solution. And the consumer are wanting to have more input into the solution, but it's difficult due to the newness of it.
Mm-hmm. I take your point. I mean, you know, ChatGPT, I'm trying to think, it's actually still less than 2 years since it arrived. The MAU area, it's Europe, it's Middle East, it's Africa, that saw the biggest drop. I mean, is that just, you know, when we think of fintech and deals and the like, we think North America predominantly. Is EMA a concern, or is that just one of those things that sort of happens from time to time and it did just have a weaker drop off?
As I said in the beginning, what we see in EMEA particularly was the amount of elections we've had. We've had Germany, Britain. And when we have elections, people don't like to invest in areas of uncertainty. Knowing policy certainty is probably more important than knowing the party that's leading the elections, after elections.
I take your point. Yeah, it's not necessarily, you know, the who's, as you say. It is around that policy and that certainty which always wants. The big unicorn deals, the billion plus deals, the report, only five in one sense.
Correct.
Five is big, but five is certainly a smaller number than usual. And I suppose this just ties in. It goes back to cost of capital. It goes back to, as you mentioned, the elections around there. We're going to see less of those mega deals in this type of environment.
We are. However, we are expecting to see much more in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
When we have more stability and interest rates coming down and capital will become more available. And it's interesting in South Africa, if you looked at both Sanlam and First Rand, starting fintech divisions, and you can see even them are setting up to become more active in the play of buying more fintech players and developing and be competitive in a global scenario.
I take the point, and that's just it. I mean, when the report came across my desk and I saw the headline, I'm like, oh, this is not a worry, but maybe a less ideal. It is situation specific, and this is not we go back to the high cost of capital and rates will come down. We go down to uncertainty. The elections are being held, and by and large, they are being peaceful. This is perhaps more a blip, certainly not the sort of end of the road for fintech. Fintech is with us to stay forever and a day.
Absolutely. And we may see a drop now, but all that is going to happen 2025, 2026 is we are going to catch up. And I see the momentum becoming even higher than what it was in the 2021 when we saw the top peak elements of it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I mean, payments aren't going away, RegTech's not going away, and AI is only going to get way bigger. We'll leave it there, Pierre Fourie, partner, financial services, KPMG SA. Appreciate the early morning time. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.